One of the largest collections of Mexican cookbooks in the nation recently received a donation of archives, letters, and rare Mexican cookbooks from a doyen of traditional Mexican cuisine. Diana Kennedy has often been called the Julia Child of Mexican cooking, but that description doesn't go far enough. She's not a celebrity chef. Kennedy has spent over 5 decades traveling throughout Mexico to unearth the country's unique cuisines and preserve them for posterity. Kennedy's collection of 19th century cookbooks, personal papers, and photos are now part of a Mexican cookbook collection at the University of Texas at San Antonio. The 96-year-old British native traveled nearly 900 miles from her home in Michoacán to hand-deliver her archives to the UTSA Library's Special Collections. Dean Hendricks, Dean of Libraries at UTSA, says Kennedy had been shopping around her collection to other cities and universities, and San Antonio came out on top.
San Antonio is a crossroads. You know, the border has crossed us several times, and this region is tightly connected, obviously, to Mexico. And so when Diana heard about how we've been incentivizing faculty to use the cookbook collection to teach Latin American history or history of Texas, I think that piqued her interest.
Amy Rushing, head of special collections at UTSA Libraries, says the collection doesn't only contain her observations and documentation of her travels.
Scrapbooks, correspondence, some correspondence with famous chefs like Julia Child, letters that people have written to her, sort of fan letters. There's documentation of Prince Charles's visit to her home.
Ven a comer, which translates as come to eat, is a fundraiser inspired by UTSA's Mexican cookbook collection, which consists of around 1,900 cookbooks, some of them dating back to 1789. Diana Kennedy's collection is its latest edition. This year's Ven a comer fundraiser honored the self-described ethnogastronomer. The nonagenarian says her encroaching mortality inspired her to consider preserving her legacy.
I'm getting old. You see, I'm 96, so I've been almost 50 years in Mexico, so 7 books since then. So it is an awful lot of material, and I don't think I'll live very much longer. I'm trying to make it to 100, and have to recognize that if something happened to me, what would happen to all these things? So some of them will go after my death, my culinary library, for instance, which I use all the time. But I have some lovely 19th century Mexican cookbooks that need to be under special care and special climatic conditions. I live in an ecological house, you know, in Michoacán, and of course there's no control of climate. And we're about to enter another rainy season. So, as you know, what happens to the old paper and print of these books.
And preservation is a costly process. Leah Rios, a project archivist at UTSA Libraries Special Collections, says Kennedy's classic cookbook collection presents the biggest challenge.
Each of them are about like over $1,000 each to either get the pages cleaned, replace the book binding, or I don't think any of them have mold.
No.
But it's still expensive to redo the book binding because you have to take, you know, unsew it, resew it. So that's like a real specialty and it's very expensive.
And digitizing the books runs another $2,000 to $5,000. Kennedy says no one item in her donated collection stands out to her, but they bring to mind the one constant companion that transported her to markets and homes across Mexico, her trusty Nissan double cab pickup truck.
Nobody has driven all over that country like me. Everybody said, oh my God, you know, your truck, how old is it? Well, actually, it's now 19 years old, but it still goes. And it still is my pride and joy. And I always say I wish it could talk because we've been through floods and landslides and all sorts of things together. This, I think, will see me out. I would have another 5 years. And it's got history.
Kennedy says if anybody walks away with anything from her writings and her culinary research, she wants it to be a respect and proper treatment of the traditional ingredients.
Now, and I wish people would realize that the preparation of Mexican food is, it's detailed. Most people don't bother. I do, and I'm always saying, oh my God, they didn't do something or other, or they put garlic in their guacamole, which they should never do, or something like that, you know. So I'm a bit of a scourge, all right?
The Frank Talking Scourge's Legacy will be available for research at the University of Texas at San Antonio once the cataloging and preservation work are complete. Until then, no garlic in the wok. Got it.